What is up, my friends? It's Matt Prince here. This is the Matt Prince podcast. Welcome back for another episode. So today's topic is this: cool, burnt down. All right, so I'm walking back from a Muay Thai session. I've been doing some Muay Thai over here. There's a gym that's like 15-minute walk from where we're staying. And I've been hitting up some Muay Thai to mix it up. I don't usually do a heap of striking. I might strike once a week, and we just usually spar. So like hitting pads and stuff is absolutely fucking me up. But it feels good to start my day and get the ball rolling that way. But just finished up, got murdered today. It's the first session actually I've had done without coffee, which was horrible. I didn't realize, I realized, I knew exactly how reliant I was on coffee, but today fucked me. Like, I was absolutely cooked. Even the last few days when I've been doing it, I've been going down early and getting the coffee, and they woke up just a bit late, and we've moved villas, so we're, you know, probably an extra 5-minute walk, so it just wouldn't have made sense time-wise to be able to do that and still make it. But yeah, it absolutely smashed me. I felt like I had no energy, I felt weak, I felt heavy, slow, all of that sort of stuff, but got through it anyway, and I'll go get some caffeine in now, which should fix everything, so we'll see how we go. But what I wanted to basically bring up today, I was getting a massage, not yesterday, the day before, so 2 days ago I was getting a massage from a place in Seminyak in Bali called Kul, and it's a place that I've been to with Tal heaps of times. Like, we've been there, fuck, I don't know, probably the last, this is my fifth time here, I reckon we've been every time we've been here, so probably like over the five trips we've been to that one spot pretty much exclusively, because it's clean, it's not dodgy, it's like just a legit good place. Looks nice, feels nice, everything's good about it, right? So I keep going back there, and when I was in there the other day, I was sitting there, I was like, fuck, this is different. This is not the same. And I'm sitting on the chair, basically the way that they do it, they sit you down, you get like a cool towel, you can wipe your face off and all that sort of stuff, which feels really nice. And then they take you through to this room to wash your feet. And as I was getting my feet, waiting to get my feet washed, it popped up on the wall. I was looking at the wall, and there was these photos of the actual building. And what had happened is that it had burnt down, like in 2017 in September, it burnt down, right? It said like electrical fault on the top, burnt down from the roof down, and basically everything was fucked. I'm sitting there thinking, shit, like, this is absolutely insane. I'm sitting in this building that a year ago was burnt down, and it said they started the rebuild a month after. By the way, if you can hear a heap of traffic, that's because I am in the traffic. I'm walking back right on the road, so if I get ran over, you'll know why. But anyway, back to it. So I was thinking, like, shit, if they can take a month to start the rebuild, like, that's fucking impressive. Obviously, this is a place that's got money behind it, because it's one of the better establishments there. But if you think about it, if you were to have everything that you had in your life burned down, how long would it take for you to act to start building it back up? How long? Right? I mean, I see people all the time, and I've been in this state where something's gone bad, and I've just put my head in the sand about it for months, years, until one day it's too painful and I have to start doing it again. I can't avoid that thing anymore, right? Like, I mean, it's kind of exciting if you think about it. Like, if you were to have to start again with the same skill set that you have now, same, you know, everything in your body, in your relationships, all your connections, all your networks, all of your skills that you might have, or things that you've picked up along the way, if you could start everything again, how would it look? And what would the first step be? And then how long would it take? Right? So what I want you to think about, and this is just a short podcast, like, I've been keeping them nice and short while I'm over here, because I like keeping them short and to the point, because I find it's easier for you guys to put into action. But what I want you to think about, the question of today, simply this: if everything, good morning, how are you? Sorry, if everything was to burn down to the ground across the board, if everything was to go to shit, you were to get injured, you were to end up with some sort of like relationship issues, if you were to lose all of your money, all of your stuff, if you were to get all that shit happen, then you end up with some sort of like depression issues or anxiety issues or something like that. If you were to just, like, everything was just to go to complete shit, How long would it take you to start using your skills and abilities to dig yourself out? How long would it take to rebuild and fix everything back to where it is now or better? Right? Part two to that question. What area of your life are you avoiding the rebuild and the burn? No, thank you. Everyone calls me boss over here. But let's get back into it. So last part. Where in your life have you been avoiding fixing the thing that has burnt down to the ground? Guys, I'll leave you with that. I'm gonna keep walking, get, you know, offered massages and offered transport and cocaine. This is a complete side note. The amount of cocaine that I got offered the other night, me and Tal were out having a few drinks and we're walking down the street and I literally had that many offers. You can see why like the fucking stupid people who buy it, why they get caught with it, because it's just everywhere and it's known to be everywhere. And it's one of those things, like people who buy cocaine over here or buy drugs over here, knowing the consequences of what's gonna happen, fuck, they're mad. Like, it's so obvious that they're just dodgy as shit. And fuck, I can't believe it. I can't believe this is a complete side note, but the people who have been buying the drugs and getting caught and getting into all the trouble, and even the guy that says he's just like, it's just a gram, and I got caught with just a gram. That bloke who, I don't know his name, but he got caught from Australia and they had him in a prison. They were going to give him the death penalty and all that, and basically the government got him out of it. But those people, you're fucking idiots. Like, it's completely obvious how dodgy the fucking joint is over here and how many people they're trying to like give cocaine to in front of security guards, so the security guards even know, and then just arrest them and get them in trouble. So it's craziness. If you're over here, don't do it. It won't work out well for you, I can guarantee it. Anywho, I'll leave you with that, guys. I hope you're all having a great day. If you can share this podcast up with someone else who cares or that needs help in some way, that would be fantastic. I'll talk to you all very, very shortly. If you got any questions, hit me up. Talk to you soon. Bye.